This is Dr. Leong. I was just thinking for patient last name. It's Cornejo. Again, Cornejo. First name is Jonathan. Date of birth is February 6, 2001. Let's grab a chief complaint. Our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for several. It was a year ago. Come at Camp Lejune in North Carolina for stuff. A patient was handling explosives for stuff, and there's a defect in one of the explosives for stuff. It exploded close to his face for stuff. He immediately fell down to the ground for stuff, hit the head. When he went down to the ground for stuff, denied that he lost consciousness for stuff. Denied that he lost consciousness for stuff. However, he has severe. A pain in the head. For stuff, it's ringing in the ears. For stuff, he's has very loud sound in the ears. For stuff, bilaterally. For stuff, patient has patient has vision blurred. For stuff, patient also has nausea. For stuff, patient has slurred words. For stuff, patient has patient have cognitive memory deficits for the rest of the day. For stuff, he has slurred speech for the rest of the day. For stuff, he also has a severe headache for the rest of the day. For stuff, very nauseous for the rest of the day. First up, next paragraph. Patient currently has chronic headaches. First up, he's had headache a lot. First up, patient has significant light sensitivity. First up, his memory is poor. First up, he's not able to concentrate. First up, sometimes he has slurred speech. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working for a private company, for a contracting company. First up, patient tells me that he's not able to look at a computer much. First up, he has to turn off the light. First up, because he gets very light sensitive. First up, patient also difficult to remember his task duties. Of course, that is just difficulty to concentrate and focus. The first step, the next paragraph. Of course, that's the maximum notification.